Yesterday we didn't do a show, or you kind of did a kind of a quasi show with a clip show, right?
Yeah.
I take it it was hilarious. OMG.
Sure.
I was at the Kansas Association of Broadcasters convention Monday night. Me, Rodney, and Matt McBain, our afternoon guy, went out there. The Harris Prairie Band Casino in Topeka, which at first I was skeptical of, but man, the room was unbelievable there. The hotel room, pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. I didn't really gamble any. I did drink way too much Monday night. I wasn't really that hungover yesterday. It just took me a while to get going. You know, I wasn't like reeking of booze that I could smell. I'm sure someone else could, but that doesn't count. To me, hungover, I have to be able to smell the booze that I'm reeking of. But it was an eye-opening experience to me. It's an opportunity to go down there and meet some other people in broadcasting throughout. You know, obviously some of the stations from this area had representatives down there. The people further out west in Kansas, people in the Kansas City area, people in the Topeka area. Obviously, it's the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, so everybody comes together and does their thing. And just seeing everybody else and how they behave and carry themselves made me really, really, really appreciate being here.
What was wrong with them? Were they all, like, douchebags or something?
Not all of them.
Most of them?
And I wouldn't say most of them either, but usually, and at my last job, before I came here, it was this way too, and I met up with some of those guys before. There are just people who have this ridiculously high opinion of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, I take a lot of pride in the show that we do, and I'm passionate about it, and I like bouncing ideas off people and telling them about some of the things we're doing on the show and everything. But I'm not going to walk around with my nose up in the air, acting like I'm some kind of just absolute superstar. You have guys wearing like some bad beret that even Samuel L. Jackson wouldn't touch. These thick sunglasses inside.
Yeah.
You know, there's just this weird like celebrity type of thing that they're really, really playing up. And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, someday I wouldn't mind, you know, getting into a big market. I mean, everybody has that dream of, you know, I want to make it big and do awesome and do great things and everything. But when you're in like Western Kansas or liberal or something, you probably shouldn't walk around like you're just a complete badass, especially when you're amongst colleagues in the industry. You know, it's just really obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really made me kind of hate the business a little bit, being there. It wasn't that healthy of a thing for me. I mean, we had some good ideas. We had a good programming session, you know, how to make the experience better for the listeners and everything. And one of them being probably not doing segments like these that are just complete, maybe irrelevant to anybody listening. But I thought it was important to come on and say how much I appreciated working here and how just badass I think everyone in this building is, for the most part.
Oh, okay.
No, but I'm serious. I really am. Right here at Power Hits 97.5, everyone here is just unbelievably talented and, for the most part, unbelievably humble.
And no douchebags.
And not that douchebaggy.
Right.
So I just wanted to come on and make that statement.
Well, that's cool.
Not in the 7 o'clock hour when more people are listening, but I thought, you know, right now is a good time to waste that.
Cool.
So, I love you, bro.
Well, yesterday when you weren't here, it made me really appreciate my sandals.
Oh.
And you being here.
Mm-hmm.